Dem Representative Jackson Lee calls on leaders, including Republicans, to ignore Donald Trump. By Jeff Poor on May 31, 2021. During an appearance on CNN, Representative Sheila Jackson Lee, DTX, railed against those still questioning the 2020 presidential election outcome and those looking to shore up the election processes in individual states. One of the aspects to push back against those elements, according to the Texas Democrat lawmaker, was to ignore former President Donald Trump. "It's a self-inflicted wound," she said. "There was no diminishing of trust. There was a great deal of excitement in 2020. When the vote was over, the vote was a peaceful vote in November 2020. And Americans were willing to accept that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris had been elected. President Trump knows that he created this lie. And he continued the narrative, and he continued to inflict wounds. But they became bricks, little sticks in the body of the democratic process. And so he has gone across America from Arizona to New Hampshire to Georgia and beyond and now to Texas with this legislation to continue to inflict this wound on the American body politic. He knows his own committee that was established to find fraud had to disintegrate, if you will, because there was nothing there. We say a nothing burger. I believe that Americans are good people," Jackson Lee continued. "They love their Constitution. They believe in equality. They believe in the Bill of Rights. And if America had been left to her own devices, we would have gone on with Republicans and Democrats accepting this presidency, looking to 2024, if we didn't like the results of 2020, and working for our candidate at that time. So I believe all we need to do as leaders, including Republicans, is to voice our support for the Constitution, to stop this continuing, inflicting of the wound, to ignore Donald Trump, who is no longer the President of the United States, and restore the faith in the Constitution, which has never been diminished. Except, for example, on January 6 when it was attempted to be diminished, and it was a terrorizing moment. But we stood ourselves out. I was actually in the chair on that night, in the Speaker's chair on that night around 4 o'clock in the morning when we gaveled down on January 7 that we had counted those votes," Jackson Lee added. "So it's a matter of leadership speaking to the American people. It's untrue what is being said. There is trust. We have elections, don't we, and people trust those results." Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.